Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sarah Smith bringing us back 17th Hill. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check it out. Hope you use it to your advantage. Lots of things there that will help you with your small business. Having a great visit with our fairly new friend, Paul Angles. He's established now as a member of our Brain Trust. We're going to hold on to him. He's already learned that we're like the Hotel California. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. He's the author of the Angles Report, which is all about marketing automation. And Paul, thanks again for being here. You're helping us with what you call the four-part online marketing process. The first process is the advertising part, getting people to slow down and long enough to notice your stuff and to engage with you, to act like they're at least to give you a drive-by, right? And
exactly.
But now you're an award-winning copywriter, so
correct.
So you're kind of a Nazi when it comes to the copy stuff, and you really have to be, don't you?
Well, you do, and the thing is, if you test different copy, it's not unusual for one to outperform the other by 10% or more.
Mm-hmm.
If you're spending $10,000, and I tell you, I can give you an extra $1,000 worth of advertising for free. That should get your attention.
Absolutely. So you're saying that these five words in this direction will get you this response, but if you flip them around in another way, it might get you an extra 10%. Same words.
Exactly.
It could be that simple.
It could be even simpler than that. I did an ad where we had the word the $1,000. I tried it with and without the comma in the 1,000.
Oh my goodness.
And without the comma, did not perform as well as with the comma.
Makes sense. I'll be darned. How about that, folks? Okay, so get a good copywriter, and I'm going to go right on a limb here, folks, and say it's probably not you. So get somebody who knows what they're doing. All right, now let's go to the landing page. And so, folks, what Paul's saying here is that first step, believe it or not, you and I are probably not horrible at it, but regardless, when we get people in, when they raise their hand, when they show up and give us a drive-by and give us a chance, the next steps is where we drop the ball the most, right? Right, Paul?
Exactly. You know, first of all, for a lot of companies, these are created by different people. So someone creates the ads, someone creates the landing page. They don't really synchronize.
Huh.
So the landing page should pay off the ads. It's like the brochure inside the envelope in direct mail. It tells you, gives you the benefits, it sells you on the product or the service, and it gives you a way to take the next step.
And so this is something most of us don't have, which is multiple landing pages.
Right.
Do you recommend that?
One good one.
Uh-huh.
I'd rather say one good one than two bad ones. So, again, these are things that you have to test, and you try different variations.
Well, the reason I said that is you might have one landing page. If one of your messages is get 20% off, and the other one is buy four and get one free, you'd have two different landing pages for that.
Right.
If you were testing
buy four, get one free, it shouldn't say get 20% off.
Right. It should be, and you test those, and whichever one worked best, and you got rid of, after a while, you get rid of one of them.
That's right. And that's the beauty of this, is that you can test quickly and relatively cheaply.
Right. All right. What else do we need on the landing page?
You know, a way to reach you. A lot of people don't have their phone numbers.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
even if they can buy from you right there, you still want them to have good contact information.
Well, exactly. Even if they can buy from you right there, they may not want to buy from you right there.
They may have a question.
More information. Right. If they have a question, how are they going to answer? So you talk about the age of the customer. If you have a chat function on your website, mm-hmm, where people can chat to someone,
And more, that's possible for small businesses, by the way.
Oh, it is. It's relatively expensive. You know, you can do it just during business hours.
Or even just an email, just an email link.
Absolutely.
And if it's during working hours, put a phone number in there. You know, I'm old school about that, man. I like it when customers call on the phone.
You know, that gives you an opportunity to answer their questions. They may point out something that's wrong with your website. They may tell you something that you didn't already know.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you something, folks. That's a higher percentage than you think will happen.
Oh, it's so easy not to miss big things on your own product.
It's amazing.
Everybody does it.
No, you can't edit your own stuff. Another thing is, if you can get them on the phone, it gives them a chance to fall in love with me.
Well, doesn't everybody fall in love?
Exactly. That's my point. So, all right. So make sure that you got the contact information. And if it's a mobile site, if on your mobile small screen presenter, make sure that phone's hot, right? Make sure that phone number's hot.
Oh, absolutely. And I see that all the time as well.
That's a huge missed opportunity.
For me, the worst offender on that are restaurants. Because I look up restaurants on my phone all the time.
Right, right.
And they never have phone numbers that are hot linked.
Right. The confirmation page, what's that all about?
So that's if you fill out a form, you acknowledge that someone has filled out the form. A lot of companies will just leave you hanging.
Yep.
They won't tell you anything.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing you should do is calibrate expectations. What's the next step? Is someone going to call me? And if so, when?
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to get an email?
And so we get them. So after they confirm, we should give them a page that says someone will contact you by email soon, or click here and go to the next page and you can buy your stuff or whatever.
Right.
Or give them options. Right. Or give them options, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, something. Don't just leave them hanging, folks. Nobody likes that. We come back. The biggest mistake that people make. It's incredible that this is the case. Follow up. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Right back with our good friend Paul Angles.
That's right.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.